prophetic affirmation. Father, we just want to say thank you for this day. We just want to thank you, Lord, for as we step into this new day that you have ordained for us to be in. We just say thank you, Father, for counting us worthy. And we just want to give your name the praise and the honor. Therefore, Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to declare, even as we move forward in this day, Lord, that your will be done, not our will, Father, but let your divine will be done in and through us, Father. Father, we want to declare in the name of Jesus, Lord, that all shall be well as we move forward in the things that you have ordained us to walk into. Father, we declare, Lord, victory as we move forward in this season. Father God, we declare miracles and open doors, supernatural doors will open up on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare favor all around us as we move forward in you, Father. Father, we declare, Lord, as we move forward, whatever we touch, it shall prosper and it shall turn to gold for your glory. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that we are the head and not the tail. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare the turnaround concerning our finances. We declare the turnaround concerning our relationship. We declare right relationships are coming our way, Father. We declare right financial breakthroughs are coming our way. We declare healing. We declare miracles for your name's sake. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray in this season, Father, that your divine will be done, not our will, Father. But, Father, we seek to do your will. We seek to please you. Therefore, Father, we will give your name the praise and the thanks now and forevermore as we declare and as we speak your word in power and might. We thank you, Lord, because we are rising up and nothing and no one shall stop us because we are the blessed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. People of God, let's just open up and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Father God, we bless you.
Everyone pray for 2 minutes. Go ahead, prophetess Darlene.
Amen. Father God, we bless you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, but this is the day that you've made, and we rejoice, and we're glad in it. We thank you, Lord, that you cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. We thank you, Lord, that for our shame, we shall have the double portion. Thank you, Lord, for that in the place of disgrace, we shall rejoice over our share. We thank you, Lord God, that you love justice and hate robbery and injustice, that you will faithfully reward your people, and that we shall be free from oppression. Break the bands of wickedness, break the bands and every stronghold of the enemy, Lord God, that you make a permanent covenant with us and even our descendants, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, because you give us the victory through Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that death is swallowed up in victory. Poverty is swallowed up in victory. Sickness is swallowed up in victory in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that greatness and power and glory are in your hands, and you release it unto your people in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for debt cancellation. We thank you, Lord God, for clearing the records and restoring your people into right standing and financial status. We thank you, Lord God, for victory. We thank you, Lord, that you cause the release of your people from the prisons, from the jails, from the mental wards, from the hospitals, from the prostitution corners. You release them so they can worship you. We call them forth, God, into the kingdom of God. We call forth our loved ones who are bound up. We call forth freedom and deliverance. We call forth healing and victory in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bless you for our leaders, God. We lift them up. We undergird them. We strengthen their hands. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this midnight cry, Father God. We thank you for carrying us through this week, Father God, with your hands upon us, dear Lord, covering us, dear Lord, giving us favor, dear Lord, having your angels camped around us, Father God, even with the breakthroughs that we went through this week, dear Lord. We stood in the midst of all our troubles, dear Lord. No weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just give you the praise. We give you the honor, dear Lord, for just being there for us, dear Lord. And Father God, I lift up Archbishop and leading lady, Pastor Deborah, to you, Father God. Continue to bless them, Father God. Continue to bless the family, dear Lord, the grandchildren, dear Lord. Look upon Mother Jordan. Look upon Mother Darian, dear Lord. Look upon all the mothers in the church, dear Lord. Look upon Zoe Ministry, dear Lord. Look upon the elders. Look upon the deacons. Look upon the ministers, dear Lord, and we thank you, Father. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, dear Lord. And, Father God, we thank you for everyone that's on the call tonight that need a blessing, dear Lord, that need a healing, dear Lord. And, Father God, I lift up this person for Vanessa Williams, a friend of hers that need prayer. We complete healing, decree healing, dear Lord, over the whole body, dear Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the honor, dear Lord. And Father God, look upon all the families out there, dear Lord, that need a touch from you. They children, dear Lord, look upon those that need deliverance, dear Lord. Look upon those that need a financial blessing, dear Lord. And we thank you, Father, and we give you the praise and we give you the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. And even so, Father, we give you the glory and the praise and adoration, thanks to the Father. Knowing, Father, true grace and faith, my God, tree of love, we come, giving you the honor that you deserve, Father, as our Abba Father. And we say, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. In earth as it is in heaven, our lives and homes and families, my God, and ministries, Father, you continue to cause a blossom as the garden of Eden. We thank you, Father, for the outpouring of your spirit, your anointing. Father, it's in the anointing the yokes will and shall be broken. It's in the anointing, my God, the captives will be set free. It's in your anointing, my God, great and mighty things will be occurring, Father. The miraculous and the supernatural, we decree it, my God, we call it forth, my God, from the east, west, north, and south. That your name, my God, will and shall be exalted and glorified. That your name will be feared, my God, among the nation. And Lord, there will be an awe in the midst of us all. We thank you, Father, for the leaders of this house, even Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan. Father, you continue to strengthen and you continue to strengthen the outer man, Father, in the work, my God, they are executing, in the work, my God, you have laid upon your hearts, my God, to fulfill. And for such a time as this, we give you thanks for the grace and the favor upon their lives, upon their families, my God, upon the ministry of Zoe Ministry, even to the globalization of the prophetic. We thank you for touching even Prophetess and Mother Mary Jordan and Prophetess and Mother Mary Barron, the Barron's family, the Jordan's family, my God. We lift them all before you and every family of this line, Father. We lift us all before you even now. And we thank you, Father, for the eagle's eyes of your anointing upon our lives, my God. Lord, seeing through the walls, my God, seeing in the spiritual realm. In the name of Jesus, Father, the things which I have not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered the heart of men, that you're revealing unto us even now by your Holy Spirit. Let the revelation continue, we decree it, and we call it forth, my God, to the glory and praise and honor of your name. And let your blood cover every home, every life, and every prayer request that we're going to, my God. We thank you for doing it even now. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen and amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, again, for this opportunity to be on this line with this company of prophets. I thank you for the leadership Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and Prophetess Deborah. And I thank you, God, for their vision. I ask you, God, to bless them in a mighty way. Just increase them all around. Increase them and just increase them, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your covering, for your mercy, for your goodness, for your love, your loving kindness to me, God, for your long suffering with me. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I just love you today, and I thank you, God, for your many blessings. I thank you, God, for encouragement, and I ask you, Lord, to encourage everyone on the line tonight, those who are listening, those who have dialed in because they need a word, they need comfort, they need healing. God, encourage them with your mighty strength, with your mighty hand, God. Show them your hand. Show them your salvation. Show them your goodness, God. Show them your mercy. Show them your love. God, heal them. Heal them emotionally and physically. And those who are suffering mentally, God, help them. Help them, Lord. Help them to make the right decisions, oh God. Thank you for your covering, God. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your provisions. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for your grace. And I ask you, God, just to look upon your ministers, the ministers of the gospel, those who are spreading your word, God, in truth, in truth. Give them victory. Give them victory. Help them, God, and just strengthen them and increase them and help them to speak your word, your truth, God. We thank you, God, for your love, for your faithfulness, for your mercy, God. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm just grateful to be here, God, and grateful to be on this line. And I'm just grateful, and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. And even so, Father God, we continue to praise you and thank you, God, for allowing us to come together one more time in the space and in the place of grace, God, and new mercies. Father God, we thank you for the beloved angels of this house, our very own Archbishop, Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, and Pastor Prophetess Lady Deborah Jordan. Father God, we thank you for the angels that gave them birth. Father God, we thank you for the children and the grandchildren, and we even thank you for those to come. Father God, we thank you for the prophets in this house and every ministerial office in this house. God, we thank you for all that's connected to this house and every family that's connected to this house. Father, we thank you for the moderators. God, we thank you for all the prayer requests and the petitions, God, that we bring before you, God. And we thank you, God, if there be any sins that we committed by word, thought, or deed, we ask you right now to cleanse us with your blood. And God, we thank you. We thank you so much for your hand of peace, love, your hand of strength and healing. We thank you for encouragement, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for direction and protection, God. We thank you for your divine order in every area of our lives, Father God. And as we humble ourselves, God, we thank you for clothing us, Father God, in your love. And God, we thank you that you will lift us. Father, you know the thoughts and the plans that you have for us. Father God, there are plans of peace and not of evil. There are plans to give us hope and a future. So we call upon you, God. We pray unto you, Father. And we thank you for hearing and answering us, God. We continue to praise you for all of the miracles that are coming forth and all the testimonies that the people are coming back and saying thank you for. And God, help us to remember to seek not our own will, but thine will in the name of Jesus, God. And we worship you and praise you forever in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Father God, I bless your name, and I thank you also for this opportunity to fellowship in prayer with my brothers and sisters in the faith, God. And I thank you, God, that you've allowed us to be in this space, Father God, for other people as well as ourselves, Father God. I'm asking a special prayer, Father God, for the young people or for any people who have the dreams and others tell them that they can't, Father God, that you just awaken the power and the strength in them to go to do their purpose that you've assigned them, Father God. I'm asking you just to just protect our young people even in the school system, Father God, even on the jobs, Father God, from people who choose to bully them. I cancel that out in Jesus' name, Father God. I thank you, God, for the new mercies that you've given us even on this day, Father God. Thank you for your grace, Father God. And thank you for the peace that you're giving your people right now who may have restless nights and restless sleep and worry about their seeds, Father God, and their family, that they may come to you through the word and through even the prayer line to get peace and rest in assurance that there is hope and that there is a way of love and salvation through you, Father God. I thank you for covering, Father God, the ones who could not get education, but now there's favor in education, Father God. So money is not an issue, Father God. We thank you, God, for allowing those doors to open. I'm asking a special prayer, Father God, even for my associate, Don Welter, financial miracle, breakthroughs of miracles, Father God. But God, I'm loving you on this day because you have forgiven us of our sins, Father God, that now we're able to understand through the teaching how to forgive and what forgiveness looks like, Father God. We can't come to you unless we forgive, Father God. And we're just asking you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you for our leaders. We hold them up in Jesus' name, Father God. We give you praise. We give you the praise always. We love you. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Father God, thank you again as well for this opportunity to come together in agreement in prayer. Thank you for the commitment to prayer, Lord, of each one present. And thank you for continued testimonies and even miracles, Lord God, and breakthroughs. Thank you for the provision each one needs to move forward into the plans you have for us, Father God. Thank you for healing, Lord, even of broken hearts, healing of in physical bodies that are ill, Lord, in some way. Thank you for restoration, Lord God, even of relationships that might be suffering in families or whatever is happening, Lord God. Thank you for strength, your protection, your guidance and healing and restoration, Father God, and that your plans for each one of us are for good and not for evil, and that what you have planned is greater than greater than we can imagine, Lord God. So help us to continue to trust you, Father, as you direct our path and allow you to mold and shape us in your perfect will. And Lord, continue to undertake on behalf of those that are going through even grieving, mourning a loss of family member or even pets, Lord God, like my sister and her husband last night lost their dog, and it's a sad time for them, Lord. Just bring healing there, Lord God. Touch their hearts and bring comfort. And anyone else is mourning, even the loss of a pet, Lord God, we want to be grateful and thankful in everything for your restoration and help. Just strengthen each one, Lord God. Lord, impart boldness upon your people as well as wisdom and humility, not a false humility, but a boldness to move forward to and come to know who we are in you, Father. I just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Joyce Hartley. Prophetess Joyce Hartley.
Amen and amen. Father God, I give you all honor and praise, and I thank you for all the opportunities and favor, oh God, that you give us, oh God. I thank you for opening doors, oh God. I thank you for motivation, oh God. I thank you for education, oh God. I thank you for divine connections, oh God, that you give us, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for working through us and in us and as us, oh God. I thank you, God, for making us your mouthpiece, oh God. I thank you, God, for great victory, oh God, that you give us, oh God. I thank you for healing us from head to toe in all aspects of our lives, oh God. I thank thank you because your angels go before us, oh God. And I thank you, God, that you have the whole world in your hands, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for our leader, Master Prophet, and the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and children and family, oh God. I thank you for all our families here on the line, oh God. I thank you for protecting them and protecting us, oh God. Oh God, I thank you, God, that the meditation in our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, O God. I thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for another time. We thank you for another midnight cry, Father. We thank you for this opportunity to fellowship, Father God, and glorify your holy name. We thank you now, Father, because we know that you are the Alpha and the Omega, Father. You are the beginning and the end, the starter and the finisher of our faith and of our work. Father God, we thank you now for the new things that you're doing, even, Father, in our leaders, Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan. We thank you, Father, that you continue to touch them and bless them, Father, as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you for touching and blessing even your people right now, Father God. We thank you for divine healing, Father God. Your word says that you sent it, Father God, such that we may be healed from any disease. Father God, right now we decree and declare, Father, healing, wholeness, and completion over your people and over their lives and over their families' lives. Father God, we thank you even now for a divine hedge of protection, Father, that you have over your people, Father God, as they travel from point A to point B, Father God. We thank you, Father God, and we'll be so careful to give your name all the glory, to give your name all the praise, Father, to give your name all of the honor which is due, Father God. We thank you even now, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, even in our relationships, even in our marriages, Father God. We thank you for touching even our children, Father God, even in this hour. Father God, right now, we want to lift up, Father God, even our each and every pastor, Father God, each and every bishop. We want to lift up, Father God, even now, Pastor Mascarene, Father God, and Shekinah Ministries, Father God. We ask that you continue to strengthen your daughter, Father God, and strengthen, Father God, the people, Father God. We thank you, Father God, even for my spiritual brother, Prophet Cecil, and even now, Father, we ask that you continue to touch him, Father God. We thank you for my biological brothers, Father God, Prophet Aaron and Prophet Manasseh. We thank you for touching them, Father, even now as you continue to do your work and do your will. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Father God, we just thank you right now. We praise you. We glorify your holy name. Lord, we thank you for the blood that cover all, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to touch every home that's on this phone right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up marriages right now. We lift up family as a whole. We thank you for bringing families together, Lord, even the daughter and son, that mother, that daughter, that father, that son. We thank you for restoration right now. We thank you for just moving by your spirit, even in the heads of government. Lord, we ask you to touch them one by one, name by name, as they're making decisions concerning those your people across the land, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah. We thank you for the whole entire prophetic family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the company of prophets. Lord, we thank you for just enlightenment. We thank you for new revelation, knowledge, and understanding. We thank you for discipline, Lord, direction and guidance, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for strength on today. We thank you for just empowerment on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, and we be careful to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, for we know that you are God and God by yourself, and beside you there is no other. We know that you're God that knows all that's everywhere. Lord, and we thank you that you have all power, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we know that you're well able to touch every circumstance, every petition. You're well able to do exceeding abundant of all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. Strengthen leaders all over right now. Touch ministries all over right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, just turn it around. Turn it around for those your people like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, I thank you right now for your word that declares and decrees that in Amos 3 that you do nothing. Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. Father, we cry out to you tonight as the prophets, men and women of God. Father God, give us hearing ears to hear what you're saying to us in dreams, visions, Father, and even in that still small voice. Lord God, we pray your protection over our leaders, our spiritual leaders, Lord God. Father God, no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Give your leaders wisdom, Father God, in Jesus' name. What the enemies meant for evil, Lord God, I pray tonight, the prophets pray tonight, your people pray tonight that Father God, nothing will come near them. No evil shall befall them, nor any plague or calamity come nigh their dwelling. Protect our leaders, Lord. Protect Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah. Protect our families, Lord. Protect my man of God, Lord God, my blessed prophet, Michael Ruble, Lord God, tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. I vow to give you the praise and the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Father God, I come to you with an open heart and open mind, God, to say thank you, God, to say thank you, God, for everything you continue to keep doing in my life, God. I just want to say thank you, God, for your strength, your peace, and your increase, God. I just want to say thank you, God, for your victory that you have already placed inside of each and every one of us. I just want to say thank you, God, for the healing that you have bestowed in our life, God. Father God, we know Philippians 4:13 says that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And God, I know that I have the strength to do all that you have called us all to be. Lord, I ask for nothing more, and I say this in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father God, we thank you right now as your words say that men are to always pray and never faint, Father God. And thank you, Father God, that you're giving us a spirit to move forward in this season, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that even as your word said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and your praise shall continue to be in our mouth. And Father God, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. We thank you, Father God, as we are standing on this midnight call prayer, hallelujah, cry prayer, our God. We thank you, Father God, that as your word said, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and your ears are open to our cry. And Father God, as we cry out and we petition you tonight, Father God, I thank you right now that you're giving everyone that is under the sound of my voice there, hallelujah, their heart's desire, God. You bring it all that they're praying and they're crying out for to pass, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I decree and declare victory and breakthrough in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, be our peacemaker. Tear down every wall of partition in our life, Lord Jesus, and be our peacemaker, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, you said that you will give us the peace that surpasses all understanding, not as the world give, but as you give unto us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer right now. God, touch diseased bodies that are going through sickness and infirmities, Father God. We decree miracles and breakthrough and healing and restoration to their bodies, God. In the name of Jesus, every heavy laden heart, God, lift them, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that even in this hour, we seek salvation right now for our lost loved ones right now. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare salvation for them, God. We thank you, Father God, for laborers, anointed laborers that will cross their path, God, and be a witness, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your dunamis power, your yoke-breaking power, your breakthrough power right now that is working in every aspect of our life right now. In the name of Jesus, Satan, right now we call every assignment that you have, hallelujah, try to come against your people tonight. We call it null and void in the name of Jesus. You have no dominion in our life and our families right now in the name of Jesus. Over our finances, over our business, their careers, God, even our ministries, God, our neighborhoods, our communities, God, our state, hallelujah, our cities right now. You have no dominion right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. our Archbishop, Master Prophet Eva Nod Jordan, and our precious prophetess, Pastor Deborah Jordan, and their beloved family, God. We decree and declare your blood to cover them now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the corner of her head to the sole of her feet. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for Pastor Prophetess Mary Barron right now. We plead your blood over her and her entire family, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over every prophet right now. Bless them, God, and we decree and declare breakthrough and prosperity like never before, God. Give us seed to sow and bread to eat, God. Bless us financially, Lord, that we will be continuously building your kingdom for your glory, God. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough in the lives of your people. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
And Father, we say amen to every word, every prayer, every utterance that have been done on this call, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we move forward in this weekend, Father, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the favor of God that shall rest upon us. Not just only favor, but the wisdom of God shall begin to move forth in our life as never before. Father, we thank you for healing. We thank you for strength. We thank you, Lord, for anointing us afresh so that we can fulfill and do those things you have called us to do. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're perfecting everything that concerns us. And Father, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise and the honor. Father, we also pray for those that are sick, those that are shut in. Father, we say, send your word, Lord. Thank you, Father, Father, because you send your word by your stripes that we have already been healed. And Father, we lay claim to every promise, every word that you have spoken, Father. We say yes and we say amen to those things that you have already uttered concerning us, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that we are the head and not the tail. Therefore, Father, we will rise up with great strength and we will fulfill the call of God that you have placed on our life in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we move forth in this day, Father. Father, we thank you for safety and we thank you for protection. Father, we thank you, Lord, that all shall be well, Lord, and you're causing those individuals that need to cross our path to come across our path. We thank you, Lord, for every voice that shall be spoken on today, Father, the voices and the words that shall be spoken, that shall be spoken for your glory, Father. And we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing in our life. We give you glory and we give you praise, Father. Father, we pray for our leaders everywhere, Lord, our pastors, our bishops, our elders, Father. I pray for every pastor, every leader that's on this call today, Father. Renew their strength, Lord. Refresh their strength, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Give them victory as they move forward, Father. And I'll be so careful to give your name the praise, Father. Father, I pray for our country. I pray for our government. I pray for our leader, Father. I pray for President Trump, Father. Give him wisdom. Cause white people to surround him, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for all the things that you're doing and those things that you have done and those things that you are about to do. We give you praise and we say, yes, Father, let thy will be done in the matchless name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Your prophet's name, I'm going to decrease so that you can increase with the call and give forth the announcement. We don't sleep. We don't take a break. We keep on keeping on because you know something? The devil don't stop, so we are not stopped. We're going to keep on keeping on because we, too, must be about our Father's business. Well, thanks, family. I just love you, and I just bless the Lord with you all, thanking God for your support and for your stand. Amen. Prophetess Naomi.
Love you,
amen.
Pastor. God bless you.
Love you
all, Pastor.
We love you.
Bless you.
All right, people of God, we will be back here at 9 a.m. We will be back here at 9 a.m. And for those that are in the New York City area, if you are in the New York City area, church members of Zoe Ministries, we know that Pastor Deborah Jordan and Prophetess Bethany Jordan, they're going to be at Pilgrim of Harlem. They're going to be at Pilgrim of Harlem doing their pre-brunch Mother's Day service, and it's only $20. So please come on out, come out and support. If you're interested, need more information, you can text myself or Prophetess Bethany Jordan. We can get you more of the information, as well as it's also on ZoeMinistries.com and BishopJordan.com. Also, family, just to let you know that we have a men's conference coming up. Prophet Joshua Jordan, are you there to tell people got a little bit about the men's conference? Amen. Well, we will get all more of those details up, and the flyer will be up for that, which is going to be the weekend of the Master Prophet birthday of June 9th and 10th. Amen. Also, next week Friday going into Saturday, next week we're going to be doing it on Facebook Live, so you don't have to do anything special, but we want to make it with the theme of your pajamas. We're praying in our pajamas, praying, just having a good old time, and we're pastors going to be doing this Facebook Live as well as on Periscope. So just want to say goodnight to all. Thank you, and we will see you back here at 11:55. God bless.
God bless you. Good night.
God bless.
Okay.